This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, let's bring on the DLLS Mavericks insider. It is Bobby Corella. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gents. How we doing?
We're doing well. Hey, now, do you want to talk about some of the positive, or can we jump into some of your tweets about how this organization has made a string of terrible decisions?
Oh, man. See, life is all about balance, so I think that we should just, why not both?
Okay. All right, so I want to start with, obviously, the Daniel Gafford extension, as well as the idea that this does not necessarily mean that he will not get traded. And I mean like short-term traded. I know anybody could eventually get traded, but this still has him in play for potentially the ability to get traded, does it not?
Yes, so legally speaking, he got the kind of extension up to 120% of what he was previously making, which averages out to about $18 million a year over the next 3 years, starting next summer, which does mean that he is immediately trade eligible. But it seems like the vibe that we're all getting over here from the Mavs is that they did not sign him to that deal with the intention of trading him.
Okay.
They just signed him to that deal with the intention of giving him a raise because they consider him to be a pretty integral part of what they're doing here. You know, they want to have this two-headed monster at center. They want to be big and tall and bad and strong and all that stuff. Of course, the team is going to say that, but I actually do believe they are committed to keeping both Gafford and Lively around for as long as possible. We'll see if it makes sense, you know, once you get a little closer to free agency and maybe even into free agency and you're looking around like, maybe they struck out on a couple guards that they wanted or whatever, you know, they might be forced to make a move. But as it stands right now, I do think that they are committed to keeping Gafford around. And I mean, he's a good player, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
But that is potentially one, you know, one possible trade machine chip off the table for Mavs fans.
Okay. And your answer to this next one might be similar. I understand free agency market and maybe waiting a little bit. Does that not seem like then perhaps it puts the spotlight on PJ Washington a little bit more in the trade machine?
To me, it sure could. I know Nico Harrison has a very, very high opinion of PJ, and PJ is a really good player, and it makes sense.
Sure.
And it seems like Jason Kidd likes him as well, but you got to give something to get something in the league, you know, and the Mavs look around the rest of their roster. I think they have some guys like Max Christie or Jaden Hardy. You know, Christie is certainly a better player than Hardy, but they're both kind of interesting young guys, but they're not going to command a bunch on their own. Then you got guys like Klay Thompson that might be a little too old, might be a little too highly paid. And then someone like Najee Marshall, who I think definitely has high value if you're trying to make a deal, but he doesn't make enough money to match a lot of the salaries of guys that are considered to be available. And so PJ could be the guy that you would have to move if you're trying to get a really good guard, you know, and not just a guy on the minimum or, you know, someone like maybe Lonzo Ball is trying to rehabilitate his value along with his body as he tries to bounce back from injury. So, you know, we'll see what they do, but I mean, I think it'd be really tough to round out this roster and get a really nice balanced roster while keeping both PJ and Gafford, but I'm not sure that the team agrees with me.
Bobby, do you feel like the Mavericks are going to be looking to trade back into the first round on draft night?
It's possible. I mean, I just don't know how they're going to do that if they really do plan to keep both PJ and Gafford. Like, those are two of the only players on the roster, realistically. I mean, I don't think they're going to be shopping Kyrie or Anthony Davis anytime soon. I think those are two of the only, if not the only two players on the roster that do have just outright first-round pick value that a team would, in the Mavs' case, the team that they're making the deal with would have to send them less salary than the Mavs are sending out. So in a perfect world, the Mavs are just disappearing a contract and getting a first-round pick. Because that first round pick, you know, in the late part of the first round, you're going to be paying that guy less than $4 million a year. The Mavs are trying to shed salary so that they can open up mid-level exceptions and avoid the second apron, which comes with a whole ton of restrictions that they would have to abide by while rounding out the roster. So it makes sense that they would try and do that, but I just don't know how it's possible without giving up PJ or Gafford or someone else even more valuable than them to do so.
Unrelated, how do you feel about Walter Clayton Jr.?
Man, you know, guys that can score, and I mean, he will definitely shoot the ball.
Yes.
They're fun to watch, but, you know, it's just tricky, man. Like, scoring guards that aren't really tall, it's so tough because they could turn into something really good. And, you know, Mavs fans watch Brandon Williams down the stretch this season. And, you know, it certainly looks like he could have a future in the league after kind of bouncing around for his first few years. But then on the other hand, you can get a guy like Jaden Hardy, who it looked like he was, you know, super promising during his rookie year, but has since kind of fallen by the wayside. So it's just really tough. You know, I think you got to, especially as a guard, you know, unless you're 6'5", 6'6", like, you just have to make yourself valuable in so many different ways. And we'll see. I mean, you look at some mock drafts, he's not even going in the first round. And then you look at others, and it's like, yeah, he's the 20th pick. So I'm sure opinion on him is all over the place, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I know he's a very popular name among Mavs fans, I can tell you that.
Bobby, do you have a perfect world scenario on how they go about adding another point guard to this roster? Do you have a guy in mind?
That is a $10 million question, which is how much Lonzo Ball makes. And
yes,
he's the kind of guy that I would want because despite his considerable injury concerns, and I mean, he missed two entire seasons. I mean, this is a very serious injury history that you'd be getting in Lonzo. You know, he makes only $10 million this year and next year, and I believe that's like partially guaranteed or maybe not even guaranteed at all in year two. So if it doesn't work out, it's totally fine. But the ceiling is just so high. I mean, he's a guy that can defend the point of attack, which the Mavs really need, guys that can do that. He can move the ball in the half court and in transition. He can get this team out and running, and I know they want to run. They want to avoid playing in the half court as much as possible because they just don't have a lot of shooting. So if you can get a guard like Lonzo that's 6'5", 6'6", can get in there, get a rebound, or take a quick outlet pass and fling that thing down the court to guys like Cooper Flagg or Clay spotting up for three, that's easy looks. But then also, you know, he improved as a shooter a lot during his first few seasons as a pro, and so he could ostensibly play alongside Kyrie, and they need a guy that can run the offense without Kyrie, but then also fit alongside him once he's back. And I think Lonzo is a guy that can do that. But obviously, I mean, his injury history is just so scary that it really limits, I think, what not only the Mavs, but what all 30 NBA teams would give up to get a guy like him, which could play to their advantage because the Mavs don't have a lot to give up. So, I mean, maybe his price is so low that they could get him for something pretty reasonable. And that's a pretty low-risk gamble to take. But outside of him, I mean, I'm not as into Chris Paul as maybe some other Mavs fans are. You know, I think he's...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
He's going to be 40 soon, and he is like 5'10", and yeah. You know, he played all 82 games last year, but that's the first time he's gotten anywhere near that in a very long time. And I think he's a really good player and have a good impact on Cooper Flagg's development and leadership and all that stuff. But, and I don't know, I want guys that are on the right side of 6 feet. I want guys that are closer to 6'4", 6'5", and Chris Paul's certainly not that.
Now, I actually don't know the height of this person offhand, but if we're putting together the perfect offseason, would we jump in the time machine and tell Sean Sweeney we do actually care about keeping him and we would make that happen?
Ooh, yeah. Now, I think Sweeney's probably like maybe 5'10 on a good day.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm willing to make an exception for him. Okay. I am willing an exception for Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You cannot measure that.
What happened there?
You know, it depends on who you ask. You know, people that are close to the Mavs would tell you that, well, taking an associate head coaching job, going to a different team away from Jason Kidd, you know, associate head coach is kind of a promotion and he got a pay raise. And then from Sweeney's perspective, getting away from Kidd, who he's basically spent his entire coaching career with, could potentially shake this perception around the league that he's just Kidd's guy or that he's only a good assistant because he works with one guy that he's really comfortable with. And if he goes to the Spurs and kills it, then maybe that could increase his chances of becoming a head coach because he really, really does want to be a head coach in this league. Other people, though, would tell you that, you know, Sean Sweeney is one of many assistant coaches that is looking around for a new job and that is considering leaving. And it would make sense to do so because as coaches, you got to look out for yourself first. And if there is a reason to believe that this regime isn't going to be around for very long, then you want to lock up as much guaranteed money as you possibly can. So I guess what happened there really depends on how cynical you're feeling and your opinion of Nico Harrison or Jason Kidd or, you know, whatever kind of turnover. And I wouldn't call it a crisis, but certainly challenges the Mavs have been facing over the last 5 or 6 months.
Bobby Corella, DLLS Mavs with us here on The Fan. Cooper Flagg, his role year one, do you see him initiating offense? Is he a two or a three next to AD at the four? How do you see this working early on here with Flagg and the Mavs?
Early on without Kyrie, I think it could be pretty clunky just because Kyrie is that good. I mean, and it's impossible to replace him, you know, even if they get the best guard available. You know, it's just you're not going to replicate Kyrie's offense. But you know, once they kind of figure it out, I think his most natural position in today's era is either like a big three or a four next to a big that can shoot. You know, I look back at his film at Duke. I mean, that guy is just unbelievable at getting to the rim and finishing. He's 6'8", 6'9", strong, can jump, can finish, has really good footwork and all of those things. And so I'm, as a coach, I'm trying to maximize that. I'm trying to give him as much space as possible. But, you know, J. Kidd has alluded several times, including on our own show, to Flagg playing two. And on this team, that would imply that he's out there with guys like PJ, AD, and Lively or Gafford. And that's just not a lot of shooting or space for him to work in. And that is pretty concerning to me. I want driving lanes. I want cutting lanes. I want to make his job as easy as possible, especially as a rookie, because he's only 18. He's going to be 19, like, around Christmas. I mean, he's, like, a really, really young guy. So I want his decision-making tree to be as simple and tiny as possible. That said, he can make some reads, you know, with the ball. He's not just a scorer. He's not going to break down the defense the way that, you know, Luka or some of these all-NBA players can do. Maybe he'll get there one day. But what he can do right now is find open shooters. And what he can do is find, you know, rolling big men, especially as he's getting downhill to the rim. And the Mavs have a lot of rolling big men, and they have some guys that teams will leave open. So, you know, his playmaking, I think, is going to be a work in progress for a while, but what he already can do is so far along offensively and especially defensively that,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm willing to work with, you know, all of the learning curves and all the lumps that he's going to take, because this dude is so much further along, in my opinion, than some of the premier wings that have come out recently, guys like Tatum, Jalen Williams, and Edwards. Like, he is so much further along than those guys. And, you know, look at what those players have become.
Do you feel pretty comfortable, like almost straight away, that he has the ability to defend the two, the three, the four? I know some people will try to argue four or five spots, but I don't know about that. But like, I feel really good about his ability to already defend at the two, the three, and the four.
He definitely has like the desire and want to do that. And I think he's certainly got the strength to defend all the big bodied threes and fours. I guess the question would be, you know, does he have the quickness and foot speed and all that stuff to stay in front of some of the quicker guards, you know, and even some quick wings, like guys like Ant, for example. I mean, Flag will compete with him. I don't know if he can stay in front of him, but the Mavs do have all these shot blockers on the team. And so really all you have to do is steer that guy into the help. And, you know, I have full faith that he can do that because he does seem like a super high IQ basketball guy. Like he knows what he's doing at both ends of the floor, really good instincts, really good awareness. And so I think, you know, within the team construct, he can definitely do that. I think he's best though as a weak side, kind of a roamer. And that's exactly what Anthony Davis is also best at. Huh. And you run into this situation where like, okay, if all of our best players are roaming, then who's actually guarding someone? And so watching them work that out is going to be really interesting, you know, as those two share the floor, especially if they're on the floor at the same time as Gafford and Lively, who also like roaming. But, I mean, Flag is a competitor on defense. Like, he's not going to be afraid of anybody. He's going to battle his butt off every single night, every single possession. And so I do think, if nothing else, he can at least fit in as a team defender against quicker guys. But against guys that are strong, you know, rely on strength and body control and all that stuff, like, he could eat those guys up from day one, I think.
Bobby, before we let you go here, Kevin Durant to the Rockets, does that make them a surefire contender, second to OKC in the West?
It's a lot more scoring firepower, you know, and a little bit more shooting for them for sure than what they were getting from Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks. But I don't know, man. I mean, their starting five on paper looks really good and really nasty, but this is one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league last year, and KD doesn't shoot a lot of threes anymore. So I'm not sure that they're going to score like 150 a game, and their defense without Brooks does get a little worse. But a guy of his cachet, you know, experience and all that stuff, I mean, you know, the Rockets kind of looked a little lost in that series against the Warriors at times, and KD just makes a lot of those issues go away because he is so dang good at everything. So it makes them more legit. It's really annoying. You know, there's 15 Eastern Conference teams. It would be great if one of those teams stepped up to the plate and took on getting a good player out of the West, but I guess none of them are interested in doing so right now.
Man, love it. Great stuff. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Bobby.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Oh, Jacob was done listening to him.
Quit. Finger.
DLLS Mavs Insider, Bobby Corella right here on 105.3 The Fan. Seriously, I know we're just joking, but that was great information.
Oh, he's the man.
I'm really fascinated by the concept of the multiple roamers on defense and how that's going to work out and how you're going to have, hey, you're going to be assigned to this spot. I know you want to roam, but right, we're going to have to do this. Coming up next, Chiafalo will show us his erection.
Yes, let's present you today's Arch Report and some serious SEC bulletin board material next year on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.